And the thing that grows at the top of the corn stalk.
The tassel.
And something you make pie out of at Thanksgiving.
Pumpkin.
And a little yellow crooked neck vegetable people would grow.
Crucial.
What else?
That's all.
What's smaller than that, little yellow?
Mm-mm.
Or it can either be white and flat, or little yellow crooked neck.
I don't know nothing but a pumpkin and a crucial.
What about squash?
Oh, well, squash, that's a garden vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
Pumpkin and crucial, you grow them in the field.
What different kinds of squash are there?
White and yellow.
Are there special names for them? Or?
That's all I know is squash.
Little umbrella-shaped thing that grows up in the woods or fields after it rains.
Mm-hmm.
You must have seen them. They grow up in your yard. Some of them would be big and white and shape, have a little stem here and then a...
Frog stew.
Any other name for them?
No, I don't know.
What about mush?
Well, I don't know nothing about the mush. All I know is frog stew.
What kinds of melons do people grow around here?
Watermelon, mush melons. Well, I don't know. Ain't none grow around here, because watermelons and things comes in here. White people bring them in here from somewhere. I don't know where they come from. But ain't none grow around here.
What about cantaloupe? Do you get?
No, they grow. They brought in here from somewhere.
What's the difference between mushmelon and cantaloupe?
I don't know. That's a new name, was a cantaloupe. Because
mm-hmm.
See, my daddy used to raise them to call them mushmelons. But now they call them cantaloupes, so I don't know.
Something people smoke made out of tobacco would be.
That's all I know.
The long white thing.
Cigarette.
What about the big brown ones?
Cigar.
And someone offered to do you a favor. You might say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to feel...
I don't understand that.
If you don't want to feel like you owe them something, then you'd say, I don't want to feel... Did you ever say beholden or obligated?
Mm-mm.
And if someone asks you if you're able to do something, you say, sure, right?
Maybe.
They ask you if you're able to do it, you say, sure,
right? I say, maybe I will.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just refuse to do it, you say, no, why?
I say, no, I'm not.
Or they say, will you do it?
No. No.
No, why? What?
I won't.
And you say, I'd like to help you, but I just...
No, I'm this kind of a person. If I can help you, I'll help you. But if I tell you I ain't gonna help you, I ain't gonna do it.
And they say, can you do that? And you
say, no, I'm not.
And someone asks you about sundown to do some work, you'd say, well, I got up to work before sunup, and I, what all I'm going to today?
Done all I'm going to do.
Say, there was a really bad accident up the road, but there wasn't any point in calling the doctor, because by the time we got there, the person was, what, dead.
Say that again.
You say, when we got there, the person was... What, dead?
Dead.
Did you ever say done dead?
No, you wouldn't say done dead if he was dead. When you got there, you said the person had passed.
Uh-huh.
He was killed instantly. Either one of those words. It would be more better if it was a wreck to
uh-huh.
say he was killed instantly.
Uh-huh.
Right?
You wouldn't say done dead.
No.